Hey, it's a quarter past 11 o'clock. Mabel Louise is with us, our founder here at WWIB. So a lot of people keep asking me still, tell me more about Mabel Louise. Well, you've told us a lot about yourself at different times, but we get new listeners that pop up here.
Okay.
So, and it was you and your husband, Warren, that started the station.
That's right.
Way long ago, it seems like now. I was 10 years old when you guys started, just as it was 72
wow.
to 73. Uh-huh. And my parents were listening almost immediately. And they were listening to a program that was started just a couple of months into the station's history with music and programs. And some of it was locally originated. There was a little feature at 11 o'clock called Warren's Wanderings in Brief.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another feature that was called At Home with Mabel Louise.
That's right.
And they listened
intently
to that. That
was at 9:30 at night.
Yes. Yeah. And so that some of my raising came from that, I guess, as they were looking for answers.
It's been a long time,
hasn't
amazing,
it? Amazing, huh? So yeah. Here you are, continuing.
I had a letter from a lady who said she listened to me when she was in the seventh grade. And she said, I can't believe you're still on.
Wow.
That's
well,
okay.
We need to hear you.
We keep hopping along.
We do.
Working
indeed.
At it.
Yes. So
I love Jesus so much, and I'm so excited to give you something that the world needs right now, and that's the Word of God. Oh, my goodness, how do we need it? And hopefully, I can be a blessing to you today. Say, are you enjoying these beautiful summer days? Aren't they wonderful? My flowers are so beautiful and in full bloom. The Lord's been sending the rain just in the nick of time. Say again, next Sunday is Father's Day. Have you got big plans? I regret that my dad went home to be with the Lord in 1972. That's a long time ago. When I was 6 years old, my dad bought the family farm from his mother, and he farmed that particular farm all the rest of his life. And he died at age 85 after having a heart attack. He'd been baling hay on a very, very hot, humid summer day. And we think as a family that he worked too hard and that he actually had a sunstroke. Oh, he loved the Lord with all of his heart. So I know I'll see him someday in heaven. Looking forward to that. Well, today I want to visit with you about a father named Zebedee. That's kind of a fun name to say, isn't it? Zebedee. Zebedee. Perhaps you're asking, and I titled my message, Who was Zebedee in the Bible? So stay tuned and let me share with you the scriptures. First, here's my verse for the day. It's found over in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Although the name Zebedee is mentioned often in the New Testament, there really is very little known about the man, actually, about himself. His name is mentioned almost entirely in connection with his two famous sons, James and John. Disciples of Jesus Christ, and by the way, two of the inner three disciples, those that Jesus took with him on special occasions. We do know that Zebedee was a fisherman by trade. When Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he called to James and John, who were in a boat with their father, preparing their nets. James and John immediately left their father to follow Jesus. The promptness of their obedience to Jesus' call may indicate that Zebedee and his sons were already familiar with Jesus' ministry, and that Zebedee fully approved of his son's calling. In those days, following a rabbi and learning from him was an honor, and it would have reflected well on Zebedee and his family. Mark 1:21 gives the added detail that Zebedee employed hired hands who were also in the boat, which suggests that Zebedee was a man of some means. And it also means that James and John were not leaving their dad without some help. So reading between the lines in the story of the miraculous catch of fish, it seems that Zebedee's family was in a partnership with Simon Peter's family in the professional fishing venture. Let me read to you Luke 5:8-10. Simon Peter and all his companions were astonished at the catch of the fish that they had taken. I believe there was 153. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And at the end of that sentence, it says, Simon's partner. So it does indicate that they were hooked up some way together in the fishing industry. Well, due to the fact that Salome, Zebedee's wife, was one of the women who had followed Jesus from Galilee, and the fact that she was present at the crucifixion and at the tomb of Jesus 3 days later, it's very probable that Zebedee's family were very close followers of Jesus all throughout his ministry. Well, did you know that Zebedee's wife was the wonderful mother, and she was the one who asked if her sons could sit on the right hand of Jesus in heaven? She also was with Jesus when he died on the cross. But right now, I want us to think about Zebedee, the husband. There are not many outstanding fathers as examples in the Bible, so I chose Zebedee because we have proof of the end results of his two sons, James and John. Both men, along with Peter, were in the inner circle with Jesus and his ministry. As I studied the scriptures, I found Zebedee mentioned in the following verses. Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he called Peter and Andrew as they were casting a net into the sea. He said, "Follow me," and they left their nets and followed Jesus. That's found over in Matthew chapter 4. And going on from there, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending nets, and Jesus called them. His name is mentioned again in Matthew chapter 20, where they said, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children, with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him." And that's where she asked if her two sons could sit on the right hand of God the Father, the right and the left. And then his name was also mentioned in Matthew 27, and this is what it said, "Among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James, and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's children. And then Mark 1:20, and straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with hired servants, and they went after Jesus. It's very obvious that both Zebedee and Salome, by their lives, had certainly prepared their children to follow Jesus. Also, Zebedee must have been an outstanding picture of fatherhood, because Scripture repeatedly refers to the disciples, James and John, as the sons of Zebedee. I just read you the scriptural account in Matthew's gospel, and we can learn several things about this father. We know, of course, that he was a fisherman by trade and probably very successful, since he and his grown sons all earned a living from their business. It also mentions that he had hired servants, more than likely from the time the boys were very small. They were with their dad in the fishing boat. Can't you just see them now? I can see Zebedee lifting the two little boys into the boat and teaching them how to fish, and then all the details of mending the nets and just where the best fishing spots were located, and of course, how to swim, for you had to get out of the boat and dive under to straighten out the nets. He would have to teach them how to handle the oars, how to handle the sails, and oh, those heavy, heavy nets, how to wash them, and then how to fold them to take them back out into the sea. I'll never forget when my husband and I were traveling, speaking overseas in the country of Brazil. We went from the top to the bottom because we had lots of missionaries to visit and counsel and speak in their churches. And one day, as we were being housed in an accommodations that were right on the ocean, I looked out the window. I was studying for my message. I looked out the window, and there were fishermen folding their nets and getting ready to go out to the ocean. So I said to my sweetheart, Warren, I said, honey, let's keep kind of tabs on this fishing boat. And when they come in, I'd love to see the catch when they bring their nets to the shore. So we studied for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. And all of a sudden, here came the fishing boat dragging in the net to the seashore. So the two of us folded up our Bibles and hurried down to beside the ocean where the boat was. And we looked at their catch. And guess what? It was so small, I couldn't believe it. And what was really outstanding was they began right away to wash their net, fold it, and go right back out to try again. What a lesson for me. Keep on trying. Well, James and John would have learned of his patience. Of course he had patience. He was a fisherman. He was persistent. He went right back to this business every day to catch more. And his determination and discernment, which was part of the experience of learning to fish and then getting it done. You see, a father is the first example figure in a child's life. The better the example, the better the child. I just read in the report that nearly one half of the children in school today are without a father figure. I'm sure that the two boys were taught from tiny children the things of the Lord as commanded by the Lord in Deuteronomy 6 and 11. As I go off the air today, I want to read that quickly. It's an admonition to every father to teach God's word to the children. And here's what it says. And these words which I command, did you hear that word, command? Thee this day shall be in your heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them upon the post of your house and on your gate. Zebedee shared his interest and time with his sons, and by so doing, he was developing a wonderful relationship. Little did he realize that he was getting James and John ready for the most wonderful ministry as disciples with and for Jesus. The fact that he taught them and made time for them, and that's what children need the most, he proved that their character qualities enabled them to respond immediately to the call. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I'm sure that there are fathers listening to me right now, and I would admonish you, teach your children. Give them to the Lord, and teach them how to accept Christ as their personal Savior. And let me close by saying this. Excuse me. You can't teach them something you don't have. So please, make sure that you know Jesus as your Savior so you can pass it on to your precious children. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mabel Louise. And I know I speak for you in saying that any one of us here would love to visit with anyone who would like to make that
step.
Amen. If you want to call us, if you want to get a hold of us and you're questioning, what does this mean to change, to see that kind of a change in my life, and that I would be able to actually call my own family to that kind of thing. If that touches you and you're hearing that in this message or in the songs or anything else that you hear, please do reach out to us. And that's, that is the heart of what we do here. It's the purpose.
That's why we're on the air.
That's what you and Warren began, and that is what Terry and Greg and all the staff here can, that's what we go by. That's our purpose. So thank you.